ANC NEC member Tony Yengeni previously represented Jacob Zuma before the ANC disciplinary committee after Zuma endorsed another party ahead of the 2024 elections. That was pretty much classified as the dark horse, the MK party, and eventually literally getting too close to 15% of the votes nationally. Now, the ANC's Fikile Mbalula on the X platform stated that all members, regardless of rank, will face disciplinary action for their behavior, calling Yengeni's remarks as, can we use it? He called him a political Casanova. Professor, a breakfast, good afternoon. Very controversial.
Thank you very much for having me, and the compliments of the season, and may everything come go well with you, Ahmed, this year.
Thank you very much.
Coming back to, not a problem, sir. But coming back to the issue at hand, discipline is the lifeblood of any organization.
Mm.
Without discipline, you are left with anarchy. All organizations, they need to instill discipline to their members, because a disciplined organization, I think it's a very productive organization, but also it must be borne in mind that discipline is subjective sometimes. A discipline can be used to suppress people. A discipline can be used to purge people. So in this regard, I'm walking on the fence, because we need to contextualize this situation, because if we decontextualize it, I think we will lose the meaning of this disciplinary action that is taken against Tony Yengeni. Because I like the way you've set the scene. That background is extremely important, that when Zuma broke away, he was charged, he established his own, this person represented him, but also this person has broken ranks before, especially during the first term of office of the leadership of Ramaphosa, spoken against some of the decisions with Zuma. So that background also is important. But the difference between now and then is that now Mbalula is the SG. And I get the sense that Tony Yengeni, but there's also another disciplinary hearing that is in the pipeline of the other guy. Now, both disciplinary actions, it appears as if, and I want to be very careful here, name names, it appears as if the person who has instituted these disciplinary proceedings is the one that is the chief administrator of the party. So I don't know what is the meaning of that. Does it mean that the organization now is cracking the whip, or does it mean that this is a purge of some sort? But we cannot take away the historical context.
But Professor, to be very honest, Tony Yengeni, when he was within the ranks of the ANC, he had multiple issues in respect of lack of discipline. Now he's crossed over, he's with MK Party. It's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
You are raising a very interesting matter. I don't know what you mean. And I don't say this in a very funny way, because the discipline in terms of, other unethical issues that he did, we all know about them, or ill discipline in terms of speaking against some of the decisions of the party. But yes, he has not come across to be a very disciplined person. I must say that, but in this regard, I'm not quite what is it that he has done that warrants the party to institute a disciplinary action against him. I'm not saying that he should not have been served with the charges. I just think that there's more to this than meets the eye. But thank goodness, in my view, that we have a constitution that is a supreme law. So I think Odi Ataram Patam rule will be applied. But also, the constitution of the ANC is not above the constitution of the country. So you'll be given an opportunity to present this side of the story.
Yeah, so 60 seconds, we head to news. Professor, what is the ANC able to do from a disciplinary perspective if it wants to take action against Tony Yengeni? Or is this hot smoke that Fikile Mbalula is blowing here?
Well, I mean, it depends how you look at it. Look, some people say that he's positioning himself to be the next leader of the party, number one. But some might argue and say, no, but he's cracking the whip. I mean, you need a disciplined party so the party can maneuver as a unified force. But I am not sure what is the rationale behind this action to discipline the guy. I'm not saying that they should not be disciplined.
Professor Ntsikelelo, a breakfast political analyst, thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.